When it comes to the rising cost of gasoline and other fossil fuels, President Biden announced that the U.S. and its allies will release 240 million barrels of oil from emergency stockpiles. Biden also said he plans to ramp up investment in alternative energy sources.
To further drive down prices, my administration is allowing the sale of gasoline using homegrown biofuels this summer, which wasn't allowed before. And to reduce our dependence on foreign oil and reckless autocrats like Putin, I'm working with Congress to pass landmark investments to help build a clean energy future as well. From tax credits for businesses to produce renewable energy, to tax credits for families to make their homes more energy efficient.
Biden also backed the idea of taxing energy companies that withhold production on federal lands, although environmental justice groups say a key part of fighting the climate crisis is to keep fossil fuels in the ground. Biden has long advocated for caps on insulin prices and giving Medicare the power to negotiate drug prices. He has also announced plans to allocate more resources to mending supply chain issues that have made automobiles and other goods increasingly expensive. Inflation poses a major political danger for Democrats headed into the midterm elections. Biden said that he could taste the country's dissatisfaction with Washington, particularly over rising prices, but warned against handing congressional control to Republicans in November.
Look, I want to give Medicare the power to negotiate drug prices and make it stronger and lower your cost. Republicans kind of want to make, and Congress want to make Medicare's very existence up for vote over and over again, along with Social Security and Medicaid. Really, ask yourself, how well are we going to sleep at night knowing that every 5 years, MAGA Republicans, if they're still Republican, this, as I said, this is not your father's Republican Party, if we're going to have to vote on whether you will have Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and what amounts you'll have in each of those programs. You know what they're likely to do? Use them as hostages every 5 years to get their way on other things. Think about it.
I'm Sam Canfield, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.